statistics suggest around a quarter of us forage from the wild, at least occasionally, whether it's picking brambles or gathering a few mushrooms. But for some people, getting food for free borders on an obsession. For them, no walk in the country is complete unless they come home with nettles to nibble on or some seaweed for supper. Well, our reporter Hugh Williams went for a walk in the borders with Fee Martinoga to see what they could find.
Here we are in the Traquair Village Hall car park. We've just got out of the car and already I can see five species that are immediately or potentially useful.
What have we got?
We're beside an old hedge, and so in the foot of it we've got nettles, which are a very useful species. There's elder growing up there that would provide us with tea or fruit later in the year. There's sticky willy. Ever thought of eating sticky willy?
Those are the kind of buds that will stick to you as you're walking past them.
Yeah, they're long strands, actually. Right. You see, it's right up the hedge. That you can make into a very interestingly flavoured juice. And then, turning round here, look at this.
Those are raspberries.
They're raspberries. There's
in
a wild
raspberry. In the corner of the car park, there are raspberries.
Yes.
And the bright red, there are some that are even ripe.
Yes. So here we are. The wild's giving us an immediate snack.
So we've walked about 150 metres up from the car park.
Just here, somebody's been strimming recently, and what they've strimmed is a whole patch of bishop weed, ground elder. I put these in salads. I don't tend to eat it by itself. It's nice with other things, but it's certainly edible. Have a go. See what you think. What flavour do you get from that?
It's really tasty.
Yes, it's got distinct flavour. Slightly aniseed.
A little bit.
You see what we're standing next to?
The gooseberries.
Yes. Yes.
You'd walk past that without even... Well, I would walk, but you wouldn't, because you've got an eye for these.
Yeah, well,
things,
look at it. Those are wild gooseberries. They may have originated in a garden, but they certainly don't look it now. They're very small, they're hairy, and they are common in hedgerows around here.
Oh, I mean,
and we haven't gone any distance at all yet. Now, I have just picked the tip of a piece of vetch. Vetch is one of the wild pea family. It's got little flowers like pea flowers. Try it.
Flowers and leaves and
flowers
stalk
and leaves,
and all.
Stalk and all. Just try it.
It's like pea shoots, which they serve in all the fashionable restaurants.
Absolutely, but actually it's rather more interesting flavoured than pea shoots. And it's quite sweet, don't you think?
Yeah. And presumably, what you don't ever do when you're foraging is strip the bank bare. You take what you need because you want it to be there.
Absolutely.
The next time you come back.
With the Scottish Wild Harvest Association, we're drawing up a code of conduct that we want members joining to subscribe to, and that's whether they're private individuals or commercial concerns. The rules are pretty clear. You're only ever taking a small proportion of one plant from any given place. If you're digging up roots, you have to have landowner permission, and that's absolutely enshrined in law.
We stopped in front of, I'm guessing, this patch of nettles.
Yes, I thought we'd look at the nettles here. You can see that most of them are too big and rank now for good eating. They've gone long and stringy, and they're in flower, almost going to seed, actually.
What would you do with nettles for preference, then?
What wouldn't I do? I was out on a foraging walk with friends, and I think we came up with 40 different uses for nettles, from fibre, which they were used for making string and for actually making woven and knitted items in the past, but for eating. I make nettle soup a lot in the spring. Traditionally in Scotland, you needed 7 meals of nettles in a year to keep you healthy.
Fee, it's been absolutely fascinating to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I enjoyed it too.